More than 500,000 children are in foster care in this country, and more than one-third of them have physical, mental, or emotional disabilities. That's from a new study of the child welfare system. It also found that these children often don't get the specialized care they need. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Linda and Craig Campana had already adopted a child when a hospital social worker called their home in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 12 years ago. A two-month-old baby boy named Tim needed a temporary home. Linda Campana was astounded by how fragile he seemed.
All I can remember is just how little he was. And we took pictures with my son Corey and him next to each other, and it's like he was just so little.
Too little. Just 5 pounds when he was released. But the Campanas were told that despite being premature, Tim would be healthy. But his problems just got worse. First with breathing. Then doctors diagnosed failure to thrive. At 6 months, he was as floppy as a rag doll. Through it all, Linda Campana says Tim's caseworker wasn't much help.
It took a lot of us educating ourselves as far as what resources are out there and programs to get him on lists for and things like that.
It would take 3 more months to get Tim properly diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And the Campana story is not unique. The new research suggests that thousands of disabled foster children and the people who volunteer to care for them need much more specialized care and support.
There's a lot more kids surviving who wouldn't have survived 20 or 30 years ago who have quite a bit of damage.
Stephen Bennett is president of United Cerebral Palsy, a national advocacy group. His group teamed with the nonprofit Children's Rights, Inc. to produce a new report. What they found surprised even them. Most disabled children in state care suffered significant prenatal injury or poor nutrition. About 80% were exposed to alcohol or drugs before birth. And more than half have mental health and behavioral problems. Bennett says many disabled children wind up in special group homes. Others move from one foster home to another.
Think about what that does to a child. And the education system, the healthcare system, doesn't respond very well in the first place. But if you move a kid from home to home to home, they never catch up.
The research concludes that children and youth in foster care have worse health than homeless children. Experts say the child welfare system isn't even close to figuring out what to do about it.
And so it is beyond chaos.
Richard Gellis is dean of the School of Social Policy and Practice at the University of Pennsylvania. He says many state agencies don't discover disabled children's problems early enough. Gellis and other researchers say a major problem stems from the qualification of caseworkers. Today, Gellis says too many frontline caseworkers are recent college grads who didn't major in social work and have less than 6 months' experience.
That's not enough for this kind of population.
For example, Gellis says there are 150 graduates in his university's Masters of Social Work program this year.
Of that group, I only know that 20 have taken an advanced course in developmental disabilities.
Gellis says those who do have advanced training often don't get hired because state agencies can't afford to pay them. Rachel Jones, NPR News.